our French-Czech workshop on discourse. For those who were not present in the first part in the morning, I would like just to say that and this workshop is the second in a row. The first one was in Met and was kindly organized by our French colleagues. And we thought that it might be good to have them in Prague so that more people from the Prague team can listen to their talks. So the first talk will be given by Professor Frederik Landrager, and it will be on referring expressions and co-reference chains in French. Just for you to know, you have about half an hour or maybe 35 minutes if you wish, and then 10 minutes for discussion. So we have 45 minutes, the whole slot. Thank you.
With the adaptation of referring expressions and coreference chains for to present. So I will talk natural language processing. So the issues and objectives, the definitions, and then some.
If you want to sit, just put the. You can put it on the table. It would be probably better for the reception.
So.
Oh. No, that's fine. Just, yeah.
Like that? Oh, okay. Sorry. A problem of microphone. Well, if I have time, I will talk a bit about NLP techniques, but I will see. Then, issues and objectives. So there are, in our approach, three objects of study. The first one is the referring expressions that are in this extract of the text in red, for instance. There is a character who is the mother with expressions like la mère in French, sa mère, la pronoun, and the proper name Sylvie Fabre. In yellow, you can see the father, so who have the same name, and their son, Paul. Well, this is a first object of study. A second one is the succession of referring expressions along all the text. And it is schematized here with a set of dots with a color that can mean the referent or the determination, for instance, is it a proper name or not, or everything that is in the corpus when it is annotated. We have here one referent for each individuals, but also a referent for the group that groups, the Mr. Fab and the son Paul. And we can see here, because there is a nonce at the plural form, so that refers to the group. And the third object of study is the coreference chains. So as an example, the coreference chain that concerns the character of Sylvie Fab, it's only a subgroup of the succession of referring expression, but only for one character. And here is a succession of referring expressions that refer to the character of Sylvie Fab. Okay, so for each object of study correspond a set of questions that are at the origin of the research. For instance, we know that a linguistic expression refers to a referent and makes this referent a discourse entity that is involved in the syntactic, semantic, and informational structures of the sentence or of the text. But we want to emphasize the fact that there are also some linguistic clues, like zero subjects that were of question during the talk of, I don't remember who, but this morning. And for French, we want, for instance, if I come back to this example, we want make in the corpus a way to say that when we have a verb at a participle form, at an infinitive form, and so on, when there is no express subject, it does not mean that there is no intentional referent. And then we want to annotate all the zero subjects. For what? To take into account them in the coreference chains in particular. I skip that and going to the underlying issues. So our questions at the beginning of the research were, what are the natures of the referring expressions? What refers in a text? What evokes a referent without referring? And then we distinguish two degrees of reference, in fact. And if several degrees of reference are distinguished, how can they be taken into account in a corpus annotation methodology? That's one crucial point. When we study coreference chains, there are a lot of questions that arise, like how does the chain start, how does the chain end? What are the archetypal chains, for instance, a proper name, and then a succession of third-person pronouns, or at the opposite, a succession of redenominations with a set of names that are not the same from one expression to other ones. And then by that, we have the aim to identify typologies of chains, pronominal chains versus other kinds of chains. How do the chains intersect each other in the text? Is it possible to predict templates? Like if we consider the suite of references, if there are a reference who is A and a referent who is B, do we have A, B, B, B? That is a continuation on referent A and then a bifurcation to the referent B. Or do we have A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, which is a kind of competition between two salient people, for instance? And then, are there correlations between chains typologies and syntactic, semantic, and pragmatic aspects of the sentences of and of the text? And at the end, but we don't have yet elements to do that, but my aim is to answer one day to a question like, is it possible to deduce an operational definition of salience from all of that? Okay, so when we start with a text, the first steps of the work are the following ones. First, we have to identify and categorize the reference, in particular when we have groups like the group with the father and the son, because there is a relationship between this group and the individuals that are the father and the son. So, to do that, we have to connect reference to each other and then to build on a kind of hierarchy of reference. Then we have to identify and categorize all the referring expressions in the text and connect them, in particular, when they refer to the same object. In that case, we have a coreference chain. And at the end, the aim is to characterize the coreference chains. Okay, so the scientific issues for a Democrat project is to propose an integrated model of reference that takes into account reference and coreference from the point of view of the discourse and not only of the local sentence or phenomenon, that is enriched by comparisons, if possible, because it's time to spend on that, with other languages. And we follow a contrastive approach as well as a diachronic approach with several states of the French language that are taken into account in our corpus. And that takes into account the text genre because we have the hypothesis that the typologies of chains depend on the text genre. It's an hypothesis. Also, our objective is to bridge the gap between linguistic theories and natural language processing techniques. And we annotate a corpus not only to get a stock of examples for linguistic studies, but also to provide data for machine learning techniques. So there are constraints about that. And we try to follow all the constraints. And at the end, our objective is to propose the first end-to-end system. The end-to-end is that the system is able to take as an input raw text and to annotate automatically this raw text with coreference chains for the French for of course the French language. So I skip the expected contributions, but it's linked to the place of French in the studies, and in particular in NLP community, and also to contribute to digital humanities, which is a challenge at our time. Then, reference, referring expressions, and coreference chains. I start with five or six examples with the difficulties they present. Here is a constructed examples, very simple, with a village, the village, blah, 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 the main square, blah, 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 etc. And with this text, we spend a lot of dozens of hours to state what are the reference, what are the referring expressions, what are, if there is a distinction to do, the referring chains, the coreference chains, and the anaphoric chains. I take one simple example. In French, we say that the village, the main square, is a bridging anaphora, associative anaphor. And then there is a link between both expressions in what we define as an anaphoric chain, but not in a coreference chain, because the main square is not the village. Another example is, what is the antecedent of an anaphora? For instance, the main square appears here and here. If it is consensual that the antecedent of the la place principale is the village because it's a bridging anaphora and there is only one and one possible antecedent before the occurrence of Laplace principal. It's not the same case here. And do we have to take into account the first mention, so the village here, as the antecedent of Laplace, or the most recent one? And it's not the same, in particular, when we annotate the corpus. We can have something like that, or something like that. And it's not the same after for all the treatments that are done when we explore the corpus and where we apply it to NLP techniques. So it's important to take that into account at the beginning of the reflection. Another example, Pierre et Paul ont chacun eu un fils cette année. Il se trouve qu'ils ont la même nourrice. So, my English is not very well, but Peter and Paul each had a son this year. It turns out that they have the same nanny. So here we can identify a set of reference. There is Peter, there is the son of Peter, there is Paul, there is the son of Paul, and the nanny. But the expressions do not allow to link one-to-one an expression to a referent. There is a particular case with chacun, and with the fact that il, so a they with a plural form, which refer to the group with the son of Peter and the son of Paul, and this il does not have any antecedent in the text. So it's a kind of problem. I skip this to a very complex example that we found in, a kind of joke. So it's a kind of game. In English, I try to make a translation that is something like that. I am a baker. I am married to a 44-year-old widow who has a daughter who is 25. My father married this girl. At that time, my father became my son-in-law since he married my daughter. Okay, so if we want to annotate all the referring expressions in this text, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And in fact, we have to make a distinction between what is really referential and what is a kind of label and not exactly a reference. It's a label with information with it, but it's not a referring expression, and then it does not belong to any coreference chain. Okay, so it's a choice, which is not the choice of information structure, but it's a choice more linked to the text structure, I think. I skip it because it's only an example, in particular, of the fact that a referring expression can be a discontinuous text span, which is also a complicated case when we envisage NLP treatments. But the better is coming here. We have an abstract, so it's a particular kind of text. It's not a well-written text. It's an abstract that you can find on the internet. And here is the abstract of the film The Counterfeiters of Paris. So in French, Éric Masson est devenu l'amant de la belle Solange Mido, femme d'un graveur raté. Éric veut se servir de Robert Mido pour monter à son insu un trafic de fausse monnaie. In English, I think it's something like that, but I'm not sure of my English. But there is a problem in French that does not appear in English, is that à son insu, so the pronoun son is ambiguous between male or female. So when we read the text, we cannot say if it's à l'insu de Solange Midot or à l'insu de Robert Midot. And it's impossible to decide, so there's an ambiguity. Okay. But what we saw with the text, that there are a lot of ambiguities, and in particular, not A or B choice like that, but something like Solange leur promet son concours, in English, Solange promised them his or her help, exactly the same ambiguity that is not in English. And the problem here is with them, because we don't know by them if it's a group that includes Charles, Lucas, and or Eric, and possible other people that are Lucas Malvoisin, etc. So we have here what we call a fuzzy group. We know that Charles belongs to the group. We know that Lucas belongs to the group, but we don't know for the other people if they belong or not. So we don't know exactly where are the frontiers of the group. And it's exactly the same case with his accomplice, and we don't know if, for instance, the wife is included or not in the group. Then, I skip this example because I think it joins preoccupations of Guy Achard, so he will talk about such cases after. It's a cases where a referent is evolving during the text. And the reference at the beginning is not exactly the same that the reference at the end of the text. I could come again during the question if needed. So one important thing is that we have three possibilities when we annotate the text. The first one is to focus only on the linguistic forms, that is the text that primes, without taking into account the possible subsequent reinterpretations and without taking into account the fact that some that there are an evolution of the reference from the beginning to the end of the text. The second possibility is to focus on the concepts, so of the real world. There is a group of accomplices, there is a group of people that, for instance, are interpreted when we read them, and we take that as a solid basis, and then if it does not go exactly with the text, we can do anything. So, well, we have to do with that. And the third possibility is to start from the concepts and to try in the annotations themselves to extend to the possible interpretations that are linked to the text. So, for instance, by using a dedicated attribute within the annotation. So here is an example of a modelization that we built on, with, in particular, the notion of strict group and fuzzy groups. And we have five cases with the summary of the film The Counterfeiters of Paris. We have some interpretations that correspond to a strict group, a strict individual, to an ambiguity between two strict interpretations to a fuzzy interpretation, fuzzy individual or fuzzy group, to a strict group with strict elements, a strict group with some strict elements and some fuzzy elements for those we don't know exactly if they belong to the group or not, and at the most complicated case, a fuzzy group with a kind of elements also. Okay, so now some screenshots about the computer aid linguistics corpus methodology that we use to do the annotation and the visualization of our annotations, in particular when they correspond to coreference chains. This is a screenshot from the GLOSS tool. Perhaps you know it. I know that some people here know it. So in this tool, you can see the text, and a coreference chain is here with a starting point that is the metaphor that the user can click on and the set of referring expressions that belong to the coreference chain. But if we visualize all the reference of a text, it leads to something like that. So it's impossible to read. So frequently with a tool, there is a possibility then you need to filter, to compose with, and in particular to modify so that it fits well with your own needs. And it's exactly the case for the Democrat project. If we do a manual study of the chains, we can reach to Excel files like this one, with one line per character. So we find again the father, the mother, the son, and the group with the father and the son, and all the members of the chains. And then with that, we can have a first set of statistics like the proportion of names, for instance, but there are a lot of that are possible. If we try to make a tool to do that, and we have done with this particular interface that is integrated into the Analec tool. So it's another tool than GLOSS, but they are compatible one to each other. We have exactly the same than that, but in a rational form with a kind of queries and a kind and a set of filters, so that to don't have all the chains, but only one or two of interest. And here it is a coreference chain that corresponds to a character whose name is here, and with the dotted points, you can see that in red there is only the referring expressions that appears at the beginning of sentences, and in blue only the referring expression that appears at the middle at or the end of the sentence. So it's a kind of way to apprehend the data. If we come to text structure, the extension of this graphics here for the whole text is there. And there we have one line per paragraph of the text. And for instance, we can see that It is a short text. It's L'Occupation des Sols, de Jean Echenoz, Plan of Occupancy from Jean Echenoz. There are only 12 paragraphs. And we can see, for instance, that, okay, here there is the father and the son, but here none of them. Okay, so we analyze the reference of the text via this visualization. And for instance, a remark that we can do is that here there's that seems to be a short paragraph. In fact, if we go again to the text, it's not a short paragraph, but it's a paragraph when there are a few numbers of referring expressions that leads us to define and quantify the notion of referential density. So the ratio between the number of referring expressions to the number of words in a paragraph. And then we can have another way to analyze the text with its structure here in terms of paragraphs, in terms of what happened in each of the paragraphs, and the density of references for each of them. And we can see that there is something like that. So, of course, an analyst has after to go deeper into the data, but it's a first glance to apprehend all the annotations. Another one, very simple, is the notion of concordance. It exists for a while, but we applied it to coreference chain, and here it is the concordance of the coreference chain that corresponds to a character named Cayette, and we have all the referring expressions of the chains of the chain here at the center with the left context and the right context. So it's a way to do that, but integrated into a tool with a rational way to obtain that, and then statistics about, for instance, the nature of each expressions. This is one of the visualization interface that we add to a new tool whose name is TXM, and who is also compatible with Analec and GLOSS. Not at 100%, but, well, partly. A second way is that this is progression diagram. We call that progression diagram. So here you have all the chains of the text. Okay? So the whole text comes from here to here. And there are some chains that are like this one, so with a lot of expressions in a short part of the text, and then nothing. So there is an angular like that. And there are other chains, like the pink one, which is something like that. That means that during all the text, there is regularly one expression of the same coreference chain. So it's a way to identify two types of coreference chains. Something like clack, 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 and then nothing, and clack, 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 clack. And we try in our work to categorize these kinds of phenomena. Okay, so I skip on the project. So this was the first project I used to lead. This is the Democrat one, which is still ongoing with the partners. So three labs from France, Paris, Strasbourg, Lyon. And four objectives, four deliverables, a linguistic one, annotated corpus one, annotation tool one, and an NLP one. Okay. For now, we have the pleasure to get a lot of articles, in particular in two special volumes of French journals. And we have, of course, a lot of works in progress about the four aspects. So discursive linguistic modeling, the constitution of an annotated corpus, because there's a lot of preoccupations on that, the design of an annotation tool and querying tool, because it comes together, of course, and the design of one of several NLP systems. And we have a lot of works to do. Well, again. So about the corpus, so we try to get something like that, that is something like 50 texts, each one of them containing about 10,000 words, and then something like 3,000 referring expressions per text. So it's enormous. Enfin, well, it's enormous when we have to annotate by hand, of course. We use existing work for categorizing and annotating, and I skip that to show you the annotation procedure with the angle of the annotation structure. So here is the structure at the beginning of the procedure. So phase one of the annotation work, we annotate manually all the referring expressions that appears here as one type of unit who is called here mention. Okay. And for each of them, we annotate by hand an ID of the referent, which name here, so it's an attribute called ref. Okay. This is phase one. After phase one, we want to launch a number of scripts so that to extend automatically this corpus with properties like morphosyntactic ones and eventually structural ones, for instance, the number of words of each expression. It's something that a computer can compute very easily. So let's write a script to do that automatically. So at phase two, we have a corpus with not only one attribute, who is ref, but a number of attributes. Ref is here, but there is also an attribute for instance, the determination. Is it a definite, an indefinite, demonstrative that a script can identify automatically because the referring expressions are delimited. So it's easy to look at the first word and to see if it's le, la, les, un, une, des, or other things. Then after an automatic phase, let's get that. There is a manual phase, so phase three, that corresponds to the manual annotation of the chains. That means the annotations of the properties of the reference. Is it a human being? Is it an animal, a concrete object, an abstract object, and so on? Is it here a strict group or a fuzzy group, like I told at the beginning of my presentation. Phase three is then we have the annotation of referring expressions here and the annotation of coreference chains here. Then we have, but well, it's not done, but we think we can do that. We will see if it's possible or not. But we plan to have a phase four that corresponds to an automatic annotation of additional properties of referring expressions. For instance, an attribute new that said if the mention is the first one of the chain or not. This is of importance when, for instance, we have NLP applications for the corpus. Okay, phase four, the next, and so on. There is also a phase five in our plans for the manual annotation of bridging anaphora, and phase six, and phase seven, etc. So, okay, it's too hard to show that in details, but the message is the following one. All this procedure has one purpose, minimizing manual annotation because it's time-consuming. That's all. And then encouraging automatic annotation as soon as it can be considered. For the moment, only phase one is mandatory for all the partners of the project. The other ones are bonus. We will see. And we'd like to stop at phase four. That is a great job if we arrive at the end of phase four. And by the way, what are annotations for? So to constitute a reference corpus on reference and coreference, okay, to provide linguists with a rich and diversified pool of examples, but also to provide data for statistical purpose, so that then we have a lot of examples to be annotated if we want statistical to have sense. And it's exactly the same requirement for NLP applications. So NLP in two slides, because I think it's nearly the end of my time. We try several techniques in parallel. We try to exploit our corpus as a corpus of examples for machine learning techniques. And we try several machine learning techniques, something that is called support vector machines, something that is called CRF, conditional random fields, and another technique that is, it's linked to deep learning techniques. For all of them, the principle is that the corpus is exploited by a learning phase that leads to the definition of a model, and then the model, we apply it to raw text so that to get a text with all the annotations of coreference chains that are automatic. So our corpus has the aim to feed the machine learning system. And we don't have the results yet, but it's encouraging because we think that we have the number of examples that allows to get interesting scores with the metrics that are used in NLP for that. And my last slide is about future work. So in several years, I think. So I want to make a return, from the corpus and the analysis of its annotations, so with the statistical aspects, to go back to the design of integrated linguistic model. Another future work is that Democrat has three variations: textual, time with a diachronic approach, and language with a contrastive approach. But perhaps in the future, we will explore other kinds of variation. For instance, speaking oral and written texts. And in the longer term, Democrat's work could be perhaps a first step toward research on the connective aspects of reference. I talked about salience, and it's one of my my own theme of research. And I stop here. Thank you.
I think that because of some time constraints, we can go on to the second talk directly now. And if we save some time afterwards, we can have a joint discussion to both talks. Or if we don't have time, then we have you are all invited for coffee break in my office. And of course, there can be some discussion before Jirka starts his demonstration. Okay? So.